Mark Scar on KIOW, a morning conversation. I'm with Winnebago County Sheriff Steve Hepperly. Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
This has been something that we've been trying to get together on for a long time, and we're finally doing it. And so I thought I'd offer Steve the microphone to talk about some of the great things that his department is doing. And, of course, chiefly among them, Steve, would be outreach.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I was really hoping to do when my term started, was to be really active with our community, more so than we even were. So just trying to engage in just a lot of different ways through the schools and programs, and just being active, you know, National Night Out, DARE, the things we've always done, and then just bolster onto that. And again, just doing things that we haven't done.
So let's get into some of those things. There's a lot to wade into.
Yeah, like I say, it's been a whirlwind since I got in. My term started, of course, January 1 of last year. And we've just had a lot of things that have gone on, some high-profile dynamic things that haven't occurred before, which have taken up a lot of the time. And, of course, we're doing this during a pandemic. So we're having the same issues that everybody has had with pandemic and all that entailed.
Mm-hmm. You got a couple new officers?
We do, yeah. As soon as I came in with Sheriff Peterson retiring and then me moving up, that created a position at the bottom, so we had to hire a couple of deputies, and we did pick up about that same time Buffalo Center is one of our contract towns, so and with that, bringing on two new guys, I wanted to get everybody sworn in. And another thing I did as far as outreach, the Facebook page. I had to recover our Facebook page, and that's done leaps and bounds for us. Keeps the community, you know, engaged with us as far as what we're doing, and they're seeing those changes, and they in turn, we get a lot of feedback through that, and been a good thing. And training. We've delegated some trainings to guys, specialized some things towards the guys, and so they've been going with that and taking over some of the duties that I used to have. So yeah, it's been great all the way around, and like I say, we've got great support through the communities.
When you become a sheriff, I'm sure it's different than being a deputy. You're probably, there's some things that you know that you're going to be doing going in, but you can't possibly know it until you sit in that seat.
Absolutely. As with anything, you know, coming in that you're going to acquire some things from before. And so just having to work our way through those things. Then, like I say, just trying to find your pace and your style and implement your changes. It's been a good dilemma to have. And like I say, we've got a great staff. I can't expound on that enough. We have great guys, great deputies, you know, our jail staff. They just do A1 work. Every day, all day, and it's just been good. And like I say, I'm just trying to bring them more tools to their toolbox, things that they can implement that we haven't done before. So it's been great.
And we're with Steve Hepperly, Winnebago County Sheriff, and he told me that there are some openings in your department.
Yeah, with the pandemic, as every other business, you know, we've had some struggles there, and people have moved on in life, and it's just taken them elsewhere. So, you know, if anybody would think of a jail career or working as a correctional officer in the jail, come on out and fill out a application.
Can we talk about a couple of my pet peeves? When I see people driving around without their, not using their turn signals or headlights in rain and fog and so forth.
Yeah, Mark, I've heard that from you on the air before, and I concur. That's just a common sense thing, and they should be doing it. And
there are laws on the books for headlights, I know that.
Yes, there are.
And for turn signals, for that matter.
Absolutely.
Those are probably my top two, so I had to see if we could get that solved today. So,
yeah.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about?
On a safety aspect, with fall coming, you know, again, school's back in session.
Harvest.
And the harvest. So, like I say, slow down, watch the corners. There's a lot of road construction going on and detours. So, again, just be mindful out there and watchful and slow down.
Sounds good. Steve, thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Steve Hepperly is Winnebago County Sheriff. I'm Mark Scar. This is KIOW Morning Conversation.